California has had oil and gas wells for more than a century and a half, but production peaked back in the 1980s and has been dropping ever since. Nowadays, the number of permits to cap old wells is 5 times larger than the number of permits for drilling new ones. President Joe Biden's recently signed bipartisan infrastructure law includes money for sealing up old abandoned wells known as orphan wells. California Senator Alex Padilla joined state officials to announce plans for California's share of that money.
When oil and gas wells are left unplugged, they put Californians in danger. Abandoned wells pollute our air, and they pollute drinking water. Abandoned wells leak gases that cause sickness and a lot of illnesses, including cancer in some cases. And the harms don't just stop there. Orphan wells also emit methane, which is a powerful greenhouse gas that is serving to accelerate the climate crisis around the world that we're working so hard to try to reverse.
State officials estimate California has more than 5,000 so-called orphan wells, oil or gas wells that have been abandoned with no known owner to take responsibility for sealing the well. On top of that, there could be 4 times as many orphan wells that have yet to be identified. At the current rate, it would take California decades to permanently seal those wells. But under the federal bipartisan infrastructure bill, California is expecting $165 million for the project. In addition, Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed budget includes a request for $200 million. Wade Crowfoot is the state's Secretary of Natural Resources. He calls the funding a quantum leap and a big deal for communities and the environment.
We are really excited with this scaled up federal investment. Frankly, it's a game changer. We're hopeful that Governor Newsom's proposal is embraced by the legislature. We're committed to taking a greater scale of action with greater urgency to address the orphan well issue.
State Oil and Gas Supervisor Uduak Ntuk calls the bipartisan infrastructure money a once-in-a-generation investment in capping wells and their methane emissions, and he says the work has already started.
Well, the first contract we have is about 200 wells, and that will be more than we've done in the last decade. I mean, this has been a dramatic scale-up, but we know this is going to be, you know, a decades-long program that's been established under the infrastructure bill, and this will be a multi-year scale-up of funding, the both state and federal funding, as we move forward.
The new plans include not just capping wells, but also monitoring for leaks of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas linked to climate change. There's also money to retrain oil workers and put them to work capping wells instead of drilling them. And there's an environmental justice aspect. Secretary Crowfoot says the state is developing methods to identify communities that face the largest toxic burdens.
Our folks are identifying where orphan wells present the biggest health and safety risk, and we'll use that methodology to then prioritize this federal and state funding to permanently and safely seal those defunct, those orphan wells closest to communities where health vulnerabilities are most significant.
The money for capping orphan wells is just one part of the federal bipartisan infrastructure law, and not one that has gotten much public attention. But for Crowfoot, it's a good sign.
We have more federal funding coming in for our environmental priorities than we have in a generation. And I can tell you that it makes a huge difference toward protecting communities, not only from these issues, but on issues like wildfire and drought, and then restoring our natural environment and improving environmental conservation.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.